We're looking forward to this segment. And Lee, we're going to be doing this throughout the month of November. And, you know, you and I have had a chance to do some work with the Royal in the last couple of years. And in particular, on Wednesdays, we've done something called Wellness Wednesdays. And now we're able to fold that in once again to kind of shine a light on men's mental health issues here in the month of November. And joining us here on the show, we've got our pal Richard Robbins of the Royal. And we've also got Nathan Chiron of the Movember Ottawa campaign. Gentlemen, how are you doing? Nathan, I'll start with you on this one. Let's talk a little bit about Movember 2020. And I would imagine it probably, like everything else, feels a little bit different in the COVID world.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks thanks for having us on, particularly for me this week. In this world, you're right, it's a little bit different. We're used to having either bar nights or whenever we get the most amount of people. But I think this year it's going to be a lot of virtual events as expected. So we've got a, personally in Ottawa, we've got a yoga event that we're going to be running virtually, and we're also going to have a fun trivia night. So those are two things that we're running with this year.
And I know, Nathan, you know, being a varsity athlete like you were, and imagining what people are going through away from home, trying to focus on their studies, having to do it all virtually and, you know, be okay right now with their mental health. Can you kind of speak to how difficult that is on some young people right now that maybe we're not shining a light as we should?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really tough for a lot of the athletes that often their sport is their identity, right? So going out this year and the OUA counseling, I think most sports, or at least until March, the end of March, means that a lot of athletes that had eligibility to play this year are losing that year and won't be able to either practice the same way or compete the way that they had, right? So for a lot of these athletes, it's a distraction from school and something that they can really rely on. So I think in this time, it's really important for all men, but I think some of these athletes that they are still able to know that, hey, there's a lot of stuff going on, there's school, and all that, but you can find other outlets, right? You can meet up with friends, you can call, you can do FaceTime and all that kind of stuff. So, just sharing a bit of that.
We've got both Nathan Chiron of Movember Ottawa and Richard Robbins of The Royal joining us here. And Rich, let me ask you about if you can highlight some of the statistics and some of the things that I know you want to highlight, because from a men's perspective, if we move away, I know Nathan was just talking about this is a difficult time for students. But Rich, this can be a difficult time for adult men. And this is what we're trying to highlight in Movember, and maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the statistics associated with men's mental health here in the month of Movember.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ian and Lee, again, for giving us the opportunity. You know, one of the biggest ones, really, that I wanted to highlight is that 1 in 10 men will experience major depression in their lifetime. And men manifest depression differently than women. And again, I think that it's important for us to be able to highlight so men could recognize some of these symptoms in terms of depression manifesting as anger, irritability, aggressiveness, feeling anxious, on edge, that loss of interest in work and family, having issues with just in terms of problems with sexual desire and performance, feeling really tired, not being able to sleep or sleeping too much, overeating. There's so many different ways that depression manifests itself differently in men than in women.
And so we talked and we kind of joked about it, but not really joking, as we came into the month of November, that we kind of had to get through it. Like, the clocks have already changed on November the 1st. It's dark early. The weather was bad, you know, Sunday and Monday. And you're just thinking, oh, this is going to be so difficult here for the next little while. So what can people do now, Rich, to be able to, you know, try and get through some of the difficult time? Because this has, you know, that's why we're doing it this month, is because this month is a very hard month for people.
Absolutely. And then you compound that with COVID, and it's like this mental health explosion, you know? So it's like that, it's the uncertainty and the altered daily routines, the financial pressures, the isolation. It's really about self-care strategies. And I want to be able to focus on, you know, taking care of your body strategies, as well as taking care of your mind strategies. And the taking care of your body strategies, you know, simply get enough sleep, participate in some good, vigorous exercise, physical activity. Eating healthy is so important. Avoiding tobacco and alcohol, drugs. Limit your screen time as well. And relax and recharge. Give yourself permission to relax as well. And the taking care of your mind piece, in terms of reducing some of those stress triggers, keeping a regular routine, limiting exposure to news media. There's just so much news out there. We get bombarded by it. Staying busy, focused, focusing on positive thoughts, setting priorities. The other thing, too, is connecting with others. So important. You know, there's so many of us that have had to, work days have completely been turned upside down, and suddenly people are working from home and not in the office and not socializing. So being able to make those connections as well, doing something for others. It brings so much joy when you can do something positive for somebody else. And the other two pieces I just want to be able to highlight is focus on what you have control of. Right, not what you don't. We just get so bombarded with all the things we just can't control, and it just causes so much stress and anxiety for us.
You know, I really appreciate what you said there, Rich, about staying away from, limiting your news consumption, whether it's COVID, whether it's, election results. These things can often lead people to have heightened anxiety and mess. I'm sure there's people that didn't sleep well last night. What I want to ask you as we wrap up here, Rich, I want to ask you about, like, if you're anybody, a man or a woman listening to this, but in particular, what we're trying to do is kind of nudge our male colleagues, our men in our lives to kind of open up. If somebody's listening to us, Rich, and they're like, you know what? Like what Rich just said is hitting home with me. And I think I might be one of those 1 in 10 men that's experiencing depression. What should somebody do in that position?
Reaching out to a loved one, a friend, letting them know that you're having some challenges, colleagues as well that you can confide in. Reach out to your family doctor. That's what your family doctor is there for, and I think that's really key. One of the things that Movember has is this acronym, very simple acronym called ALEC, A-L-E-C, A. Ask the question. If you're a friend, a family member, a colleague, and you notice that someone's just a bit off, things are a bit different, ask them how they're doing. Start the conversation. L is for listen. Listen intently, listen without judgment, right? No distractions. Be there for them. Encourage. E for encouragement. Encourage action. Take action. Try to guide them to that next step, maybe to reach out to a family doctor. And then finally, the C is to check in, because that's important. You got to check in with them afterwards. I think that's an important piece right there.
All right. And as we wrap up here, back to you, Nathan. You mentioned that things are a little bit different. You mentioned a virtual trivia, a virtual yoga session. So if anybody's interested in getting on board with some Movember Ottawa campaigns, how can they do that?
They could definitely reach out to us through our Facebook page. They can message me personally if they're able to find my name, and definitely keep an eye out. We'll be posting a lot of stuff, so I hope everyone gets engaged. And right, the one big thing as well is that women are a big part of this for men, right? A lot of the times they are their number one support. They're the ones that are noticing something happening. So don't be afraid to ask questions and reach out.
All right, excellent stuff. And before we let you go, Rich, I'm going to make a little vow here, okay? And I know you've, in the past, you've come on with Lee and I. In the last couple of years, you've tried to get me to grow a mustache. I've been resistant. Here's the deal, okay? Lee and I are huge Dallas Cowboys fans. And for people who don't know, Rich, who works at the Royal, mm-hmm. is a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Your undefeated Steelers are playing our Dallas Cowboys this weekend. If the Dallas Cowboys win this weekend and beat Pittsburgh, I'm growing the stash for you. How's that?
I love it. And what happens if the Steelers beat the Cowboys?
Then it's status quo.
Okay.
Well, then you have to grow one.
Well, he is. He
I know.
He's growing one.
But you have to make it a little funky, something different, because we know Pittsburgh's going to beat Dallas. So this, I'm hoping for Dallas. We always hope for Dallas, but I'm really hoping for Dallas this week.
There you go. So that's my vow. I will grow whatever facial hair we can determine. I will do it if the Dallas Cowboys beat Pittsburgh.
I love it, and I appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.
There we go. Thank you to both of you. Nathan Charron with Movember Ottawa, Rich Robbins of the Royal. And this month in Movember, every Wednesday, we're going to be connecting with various experts through the Royal to talk about men's mental health issues. And as Richard just pointed out there, middle-aged men have the highest rate of suicide in Canada, and 1 in 10 men will experience major depression in their lifetime.